informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two right here, Pensacola right now. Let's get started with traffic and weather together. Go ahead, Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90. If you do see something causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventures begin at Anderson Subaru. Let's get a look at our WEAR weather update.
Cloudy skies for tonight. We still have a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will move through the area. High rain chance here as we head through tonight. Overnight lows should fall into the upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance is about 50%. Definitely some scattered thunderstorms possible. We'll also get some sunshine in the skies at times. All right, jumping ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops to 20%. High temperatures are going to run in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. Now let's get our top three stories.
Number one, the suspect in the brutal stabbing of four University of Idaho students has been formally charged. The grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder, and he remains behind bars and is still maintaining his absence or his innocence. And this indictment allows them to skip a hearing and go straight to the trial phase in front of a judge.
Florida is banning gender-affirming cares for minors affected immediately. Governor DeSantis also signed other bills that address drag shows and how schools handle the use of personal pronouns in bathrooms. And Planned Parenthood immediately started canceling appointments for gender-affirming health care.
And number three, President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the U.S. will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying talks with congressional Republicans have been productive.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
Now let's get our local stories from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Well, the big story today was I don't even know how you would describe last night. The Escambia School District going ahead and approving a charter school agreement with Charter School USA over the future of Warrington Middle School. And then things really got interesting as Board Chair Paul Fetsko made a motion to terminate the contract of Superintendent Tim Smith. Ultimately, the board voting 3-2 for Superintendent Smith's contract to be terminated. Pensacola International Airport will be resuming nighttime operations, and they're going to use both of the runways to do it. One of the runways will be during the daytime only, as they are still working on getting the lights up on the runway, and the other will be used at nighttime. So they're still working on it, but both runways are now operational. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh is planning a Beulah Town Hall for next month. That'll be June 5th. The location still to be determined. It'll either be at the Beulah Middle School or Navy Federal's auditorium. So we'll certainly follow up, and the county will as well, letting us know when that'll be. But, of course, OLF 8, a lot of consternation about the plans for the property there. And so Commissioner Jeff Bergosh is giving residents in Beulah a chance to make their voices heard. He's also invited representatives from D.R. Horton as well, as the county is negotiating with them for the purchase of that property. Bobby already talked about Governor DeSantis and some other interesting notes going around Florida. Before we do that, we'll get an update on the roads and a check of the current weather conditions. Gracie.
We're going to get a quick update on the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. Getting a look at our weather, it's 76 right now. We have 80% chance of thunderstorms tonight with a high of 86. And tonight we have about 80% chance of storms with a low of 66. We'll see more rain coming tomorrow, and chances of rain decrease when we get closer to the weekend. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Now let's get our state headlines from Bobby.
So the one of the nation's oldest Hispanic civil rights organizations is posting a travel advisory for Latinos visiting Florida. The head of the League of United Latin American Citizens calls Florida a hostile environment. That comes after Ron DeSantis, of course, signed House Bill 1718 last week. The bill makes it a crime to transport illegals into Florida. So, obviously, legal ones, that's okay. And then Sanctuary Cities bill has been tossed out, actually. So, Sanctuary Cities are cities here in Florida that decide they didn't want to follow federal immigration law and thus becoming a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. But after an appeals court ruling last month, a federal judge has dismissed a challenge to the 2019 state immigration law that banned so-called sanctuary cities in Florida. So, in other words, the ban is upheld.
A three-judge panel will decide on the legal status of the abortion bill soon. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. A group of doctors say that the drug is not safe as the FDA originally determined. And Mayor Eric Adams believes that the federal government should declare a state of emergency for New York when it comes to the migrant status. He expects a surge of arriving soon for migrants, including up to 15 busloads of them. With the city out of shelter room, they are looking for about 400 locations to put them, including closed churches, school gyms, and airport hangars.
Coming up in sports tonight, we've got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston and Miami. That one starts 7:30 on TNT. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant responding to his latest scandal involving a gun and Instagram Live, releasing a statement saying he's taking full accountability and is committed to continuing to work on himself. Baseball, we've got the Braves continuing their series in Texas with the Rangers, 7:05 start time. First pitch, 6:10 for the Rays at the Mets, and the Marlins and Nationals square off starting at 5:40. Elsewhere, a total demolishing in Manchester today. Manchester City beating Real Madrid 4-0 at home. They reach the Champions League final, where they will play Inter Milan in Istanbul next month. And F1 forced to cancel the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix, Grand Prix due to deadly floods in Italy. So pretty interesting one there. Bobby, IRS flagging quite a few tax returns. Why?
Yeah, so they flagged more than a million tax returns for being filed by potential ID thieves. An interim report on this year's filing says that the agency found returns using identity theft filters. That's up from about 3,000 from the amount of fraudulent returns this same time last year. So, yeah, I got a little bit of fraudulent tax returns going on. A very bizarre situation right there, but, went from 3,000 to a million. Hey, coming up here next, we're going to read your text pertaining to the whole Charter Schools USA thing and the firing of Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Got quite a few texts pertaining to the Charter School USA situation over Warrington Middle School and the firing of Dr. Tim Smith. Got a text here. Signing the contract with Charter Schools USA was the wrong thing to do. The school board knew it, but when their salaries were threatened by the state, they decided to sign it and throw the superintendent under the bus. As an instructor at Warrington Middle, I can tell you that behavioral accountability is the issue at all our school, our district schools, not just Warrington. Many schools across the district will receive subpar grades this year. It'll only get worse until parents and voters empower admin, teachers, and behavioral teams to make a difference. I've mentioned many times before that a lot of the teachers I know who have quit, if they've quit because they've basically been stripped of the power to deal with behavioral issues. Got another text here pertaining to Warrington Middle School. Bobby, Warrington Middle School has been in dire straits for more than 25 plus years. There's a number of factors at play when combined created the predictable situation we see now. I doubt Charter Schools USA can turn it into a C school within 3 to 4 years. It's a sad situation. And then another text pertaining to the lawsuit against the Latino organization warning that Florida is a hostile environment for Latinos. The text says, if rule of law and common sense make Florida hostile, I'm scared to know what these activists' idea of friendly is. Yeah, very good point right there. All right, it is Pensacola right now. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Not seeing any major slowdowns, even with rain coming through our area. I-10 to I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90. Some slight slowdowns on 98, but nothing out of the ordinary. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look at weather, we do have rain going throughout our area, and that is going to continue until a little bit later tonight. With a high of 80. It's 76 right now, and coming up tomorrow, we have a high of 85 and 50% chances of some rain for tomorrow throughout the day. Chances get lower for rain once we get closer to the weekend. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture, the rape trial of the former star of That 70 Show, Danny Masterson, is going to be handed to the jury soon. The 47-year-old is charged with raping three women he knew from the Church of Science in his home in Los Angeles between 2001 and 2003. And Aquaman himself will be the host of the Discovery Channel's annual Shark Week this year. And lastly, Meghan and Harry are claiming that they were in a near catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York this week.
Yeah, I would find it hard to believe that there was a two-hour high-speed chase. That would be, I find it hard to believe, but we will find out the exact duration of it. But if it's 10 minutes, a 10-minute chase is extremely dangerous in New York City.
A new poll reveals majority of Americans believe that artificial intelligence does threaten humanity. 61% of Americans polled by Reuters say they're concerned about negative effects of artificial intelligence. And here's some good news about multiple sclerosis treatments. The Genentech company says its phase two study of their drug significantly reduces MS disease activity in the brain. They now move to phase three trials. Let's get some local updates from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, of course, a lot of reaction to the Escambia School Board's decision to terminate the superintendent, Tim Smith, on a 3-2 vote. This, for me, was really just a bizarre instance here. You'll hear the audio why.
So I've never been fired before. What do I do, leave?
No, you're still there till May 31st.
If I were you, I would.
Yeah.
But you are here until the 31st.
Unless you choose otherwise, sir, but...
So at this point, Dr. Smith has gotten up from his chair, and the board is now moving on to the next agenda item, which is the superintendent's recommendations for disciplinary action. Smith then leaves the dais, goes to the right side, and apparently it looked like he thought that was the way out of the building. Maybe the door was locked. And then went behind all of the school members towards the other door on the left-hand side.
You sent me that last night, oh, it was so cringy.
I cannot think of a more just painful way. I mean, I felt bad. I mean, regardless of
Yeah.
Regardless of how you feel about how he has performed, whether you like him or you don't like him, I mean, to see that go down publicly and just to, you know, to see how that wrapped up. I mean, that hurt for me just watching a human being go through that.
Yeah, it was very cringy to watch, no doubt.
Well, we got the Fox News update. Coming back, more local, national, international headlines. And after Fox News, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
Right now, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We'll read your text next segment about these news stories that we're covering. Right now, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no major slowdowns, as well as 98. Nothing really too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Let's get a look at our WEAR weather update from Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies for tonight. We still have a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will move through the area. High rain chance here as we head through tonight. Overnight lows should fall into the upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance is about 50%. Definitely some scattered thunderstorms possible. We'll also get some sunshine in the skies at times. All right, jumping ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops to 20%. High temperatures are going to run in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories. Number one, the suspect in the brutal stabbing of four University of Idaho students has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on the charges of first-degree murder. Now, because the grand jury did this allows the prosecution to skip a hearing, which was scheduled for June 26th, and go straight in front of a judge. Koberger remains behind bars and is still maintaining his innocence.
Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors affected immediately. Governor Ron DeSantis also signed bills that address drag shows and how schools handle the use of pronouns and bathrooms. And his bill ceremony was at a Christian school located in Tampa and had a campaign-like feel with DeSantis throwing out Sharpies to a cheering crowd.
It's funny. And number three. President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the United States will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying that talks with the congressional Republicans have been productive.
We're going to come together because there's no alternative to do the right thing for the country. We have to move on.
But by the way, I thought about this, too. When DeSantis was signing that, I was surprised to see that he was signing in Sharpies. You know, don't they usually have like really nice pens for these bill signings? But I was surprised it's just the standard blue Sharpies. But I suppose you save a lot more money on the Sharpies because you're throwing them out to the crowd than you would on a really nice silver fountain pen. But I digress. I saw that. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Blue Sharpies. Anyway, I'm sure I'm probably the only person in the world who cared about that. Fireworks at last night's Escambia School Board meeting. Dr. Tim Smith, before a vote, accused Board Chair Paul Fetsko and Kevin Adams of plotting against him behind the scenes.
Some people are just dividers. You have been divisive. Both of you have been out. It started in the fall. It continued in February. You've been plotting, evidently, behind the scenes. You've got people who come and speak. We can go after example after example.
So that was just one snippet after Dr. Smith went on the offensive there. In the end, the school board voting 3-2 to terminate the superintendent's contract that was to remain in effect until May 31st. Although, if you watched the end of that school board meeting, I think Dr. Smith is probably done as of last night. Things starting to get back to normal at the Pensacola International Airport. The city says that nighttime operations are back, and they're using both runways again, although only one of them will be operational during nighttime, as the other one still does not have the runway and taxi lights there. Escambia County taking part in an interesting pilot program. We learned this today during Commissioner Jeff Bragosch's coffee with a commissioner. It's called the Florida Recovery Obligation Calculation. FROC for short. It's a system that Florida Emergency Management is rolling out to make it easier for counties and municipalities to be reimbursed for disaster recovery. He talked to Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins about it. And Tompkins says one of the main advantages to this program is that it allows for much more advance in funds based on a county's rating and risk score. He said that Escambia County has thankfully never had to request an advance following a natural disaster, but if the score and the rating was good enough and if Escambia County needed it, they could get up to 80% advanced. Currently, the most a county could be advanced is 20%. So it's just an effort to make things much more streamlined and easier for counties and municipalities to be reimbursed. So that's a pretty interesting, of course, as we head into hurricane season. Bobby, just seeing this in today from the House of Representatives, Republicans apparently stalling in the effort to expel Congressman George Santos today.
They voted along party lines, and this is a little controversial because I think a lot of people thought Republicans would be eager to get rid of George Santos, but they did vote along party lines on a resolution to the House Ethics Committee, who has already been investigating Santos's finances and campaign activity. So a little bit of a surprise right there, because I think a lot of people thought that Republicans would go forward with going ahead and expelling him, but that did not happen. And then House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, we talked about the debt ceiling with, from Biden's perspective, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he also doesn't think that the U.S. will default on its debt. Speaking with CNBC, he said he finally got President Biden to agree to negotiate over raising the debt limit. Aides to McCarthy and Biden are now negotiating directly to avoid the default as early as June 1st.
And the Supreme Court won't block Illinois' laws on high-powered rifles. Several other states, including California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Washington, along with many others, have encountered similar laws in the wake of mass shootings around the nation. And according to a new poll, the trust in the Supreme Court fell to the lowest point in 50 years after abortion decision. Just 18% of Americans say that they have a great deal of confidence in the courts. Confidence in the Supreme Court sank to its lowest point in the last 50 years in 2022 in the wake of Dobbs decision that leads to the state bans and other restrictions on abortions, and major trends surveys show, Bobby.
Yeah, we've got some baseball games that have been wrapping up here. We've got some early games that were underway. So let me give you an update on that real quick. The Giants just beat the Phillies 7-4. The Diamondbacks just beat the A's 5-3. Earlier today, the Rockies beat the Reds. The Dodgers beat the Twins. The Pirates beat the Tigers. And right now, top of the eighth inning, the Royals lead the Padres 4-3. And you got a couple of games that just got underway, including the Miami Marlins. It's top of the first inning still. The Marlins are playing the Washington Nationals, and it's still scoreless. And middle of the first inning, the Angels and the Baltimore Orioles is also scoreless in the middle of the first. And then later tonight, 7:05, the Braves are going to be playing the Rangers. The Rays are going to be playing the Mets around 6:10. And then on TV or ESPN Plus at 6:07, you can check out the Yankees against the Blue Jays. And, of course, the big sports game tonight will be game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. It'll be at 7:30 on TNT. And related to the NBA, Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant, who's been in trouble again for waving a gun on an Instagram Live, said he takes full responsibility and is committed to working on himself. And then F1 was forced to cancel the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix due to deadly floods in Italy, and Manchester City crushed Real Madrid 4-0 to reach the Champions League finale. So that's your sports update right there, Joe.
Pretty scary if you're Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They claim that they were in a near catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York City. Although law enforcement officials tell NBC the couple's account of a chaotic scene may have been a bit exaggerated.
I would find it hard to believe that there was a two-hour high-speed chase. That would be, I find it hard to believe, but we will find out the exact duration of it. But if it's 10 minutes chase is extremely dangerous in New York City.
That's Mayor Eric Adams there. Also, Shark Week news about the Discovery Channel's annual phenomenon, 35th edition of the popular week, and Aquaman will be hosting. Jason Momoa has been tapped as master of ceremonies if you're into Shark Week. 545 right now. I hope there's no high-speed chases out on the roads right now. Gracie?
Not in Pensacola. I-10, I-110 looking good right now, as well as 29 and 90 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some rain going through our area still. Should be clearing out soon. But for tonight, we do still have 80% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 66. It's 76 right now in Pensacola. In our health, business, and science headlines, the IRS has flagged more than 1 million tax returns so far as being filed as a potential ID thieves. Also, a new poll reveals that the majority of Americans believe in artificial intelligence threatens the future of humanity. 61% of Americans polled by Reuters say that they're concerned about the negative effects of AI. Bobby.
Taco Bell going after a competitor, Taco John's, because Taco John's owns the trademark phrase Taco Tuesday. That's right. They own Taco Tuesday. Taco John's has about 400 locations nationwide. Taco Bell, 7,000. But Taco John's trademarked it back in 1989. They'd been using that phrase for a few years and finally decided to trademark it. And that's back when you could buy two tacos for 99 cents. And of course, they chose Tuesday because they said it was their slowest day of the week. So yesterday, Taco Bell filed a petition with the trademark office to get them to drop that, saying that it's a common phrase that people use now. So the trademark is, quote, absurd, end quote. Joe?
I mean, why would, if it's a just common phrase that everybody says, I mean, well, then Taco Bell should be thrilled by that. And that, there are so many more Taco Bells than there are Taco Johns. I mean.
Yeah, but if they use the trademark Taco Tuesday, they'll get sued because Taco Jones owns the trademark. So they're trying to get
I understand that, but I mean, they just want it so they can like sell Taco Tuesday shirts and do Taco Tuesday specials. But
do we think that the fine's so bad that Taco Bell just can't pay it?
Oh, I don't think there's any way that Taco John's gives it up because of how popular it is. Yep.
I mean, getting fined by using Taco Tuesday, didn't in that new Air movie, they're like, we'll just pay the fine.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You think it's that big of a deal?
It'd probably be pretty big.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a big deal.
Do it nationwide.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Definitely.
They'd make a big lawsuit out of it. So.
Speaking of lawsuits.
It's clear Taco Bell has some sort of advertising campaign they're about to, they plan to do, and they're having to put that on hold until they can make sure they're not going to get sued over this. So
yeah.
One of the things you can see right there.
Bobby.
In, some state headlines here. One of the oldest, a nation's oldest Hispanic civil rights organization, the League of United Latin American Citizens, has called Florida a hostile environment. This comes after Ron DeSantis signed that House Bill 1718 last week. It makes it a crime to transport illegal immigrants into Florida. Of course, this was signed because we discovered that the Biden administration was taking illegals from the southern border in Texas and flying them to places like Jacksonville and other places in Florida. So he signed this bill to say it's illegal, it's a crime to transport them into the state. And now we're being told it's a hostile environment to live here.
Also, MCO also seeing some airplane delays. This is not because of any lighting issues, but a dead armadillo found its way onto the runway and led around 36 delays in Orlando International Airport this morning. It's believed that the animal was previously
this story.
I know. Was previously hit by an airplane when it was discovered by Southwest airline pilots, and the tarmac was forced to shut down while crews cleared the scene. Don't know why it took so long to move the dead armadillo.
I mean, it's a big armadillo, right? I mean, to shut down an entire...
Can't they just land more planes on top of it? I mean...
It's already dead. I don't know.
Armadillo's going to cause a crash, would it? It's just an armadillo.
Must be big.
Well, I mean, we saw, I think, last week where it was a swarm of bees that were on a on an airplane wing, and rather than just simply take off and letting the bees figure things out on their own, that hey, we should probably get off this airplane. I don't know. I don't understand airlines sometimes, but we talked about lawsuits. The one that you mentioned there regarding the bill that DeSantis signed recently, a big lawsuit filed here in federal court today. This is PEN America, publisher Penguin, Random House, and a group of local parents are suing the Escambia County School District over the removal of books about race and LGBTQ plus identities. This is involving 10 books that have been recently removed from library shelves. Of course, we've been covering these meetings as they have happened over the last few months. The district has taken two or three or four at a time, and each time they do this, we see sometimes hours worth of public comment for or against the removing of the books. And so finally now, just less than 12 hours after firing their superintendent, the school district gets word of a federal lawsuit filed today. So things not getting any sunshinier in the Escambia County School District offices today. 5:50, take a break. Coming back, more headlines. People losing confidence in the Supreme Court for the first time in years. We'll tell you why. That's next on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now. Got your traffic and weather together on the fives here in just 1 second. First, according to a new poll, trust in the Supreme Court fell to the lowest point in 50 years last year. Main reason is because of the abortion decision. The just 18% of Americans said they have a great deal of confidence in the court. Confidence in the Supreme Court sank to its lowest point after that Dobbs decision that led to state bans and other restrictions on abortion, according to this major survey. Gracie, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, you see an accident, I have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick update from our weather from WEAR.
Lots of clouds in the skies for tonight. Still a chance for rain as we head through tonight. Overnight lows, upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance, 50%. High temperatures will be in the 80s. With more sunshine, we'll end up with warmer weather. With more cloud cover and rain, we'll end up with temperatures more like low 80s. But yeah, 50% on Thursday. But it does drop down to 20% for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Going to read a couple texts from our text line. Also, feel free to text in at 850-437-1620 with your thoughts and opinions. We're talking about one of our top three stories. Governor Ron DeSantis threw out some Sharpies while cheering. Joe noticed that they were signing with Sharpies. Got a text in. There are some Sharpie pens, so maybe he was using that. Also, Taco Bell and Taco John's going through a little bit of a fight right now. Got a text in. Taco Bell could say Tuesday is Taco Day. And talking about the airport in Orlando causing some delays for 36 flights due to an armadillo, some roadkill. We asked, why is this going to be an issue? Can you go around it? It's already dead. No, armadillos can cut the tires because of the back that it carries. Also, got a text in. I have lost all confidence in the entire government. And 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in your thoughts or opinions.
By the way, there is another day in the week that starts with T.
Taco True. Thursday, make
that's
it happen.
More, that's more, it more starts with a th. It starts with a T.
Taco Thursday.
Taco Thursday.
Brought to you by Mike Tyson. I don't know.
Thuckerine Thuckatash. I don't think it won't work as good. I don't think it's. They need to stick
Taco
with
Taco Thursday.
But yeah, they could say Tuesday is Taco Day and probably not get in trouble for that. I just see this breaking story here. Tesla had its 2023 annual shareholder meeting in Austin, Texas today, and or actually yesterday, but now I'm just seeing the alert that CEO Elon Musk announced they're going to start delivering the Cybertruck this year. And he says once they get production going, they'll be able to deliver about 250,000 to 500,000 trucks a year. And he also revealed that the company is going to conduct third-party audits of its cobalt supply in order to make sure that there's no child labor within the supply chain. So kind of big news right there in the business world. Also, positive views of childhood vaccines have been holding steady since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pew Research polls found that 88% of U.S. adults say the benefits of vaccines protect kids from measles and mumps and rubella outweighs the risk. And it's about the same number of the poll from before COVID back in 2016 to 2019. It's about the same number. So despite views of COVID vaccines not being as positive, people still have pretty positive views of other vaccines like measles, mumps, and rubella. So there you go. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We'll get to your text right here on Pensacola right now. Coming up next, we've got your WEAR news update. And then we're going to break down your top three stories, including Florida's latest update on gender-affirming care. And we'll, of course, have more updates as it pertains to Escambia County School District and Charter Schools USA and Dr. Tim Smith and much more right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.